Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
We are going to answer some of your questions. This is a woman writing from Germany. Her name's Samantha. And she says, what I can't understand is at this point, virtually all of our European neighbors are taking a different approach than Germany. Basically, no one who goes into a store, a shop, a supermarket in countries around Germany has to wear a face mask anymore. So why is this? Are they right or is Germany right? She refers to an Austrian study at one point. So I went and kind of looked up what she was talking about. And there, they looked at about 1,500 people from the city of Ischgl. I don't know if everyone outside of Europe has followed this big party town, and there's a huge outbreak there. They went back and looked, where did the infections happen? And came to the conclusion that it wasn't really happening in supermarkets or places like that. Hence, you know, you wouldn't have to wear face masks in supermarkets. This also is sort of supported by a guy here locally in Bonn, Hendrik Streeck. He's, I would say, the second most important virologist at the moment here in Germany. He also, when he went to Heinsberg, the outbreak center in Germany, Germany's Wuhan, as it was called, said it's highly unlikely that shoppers would get the virus while shopping for groceries. He based this off of contact tracing. How did it actually spread? And he said it wasn't happening there. But that's not the only information. There was a preprint study. We've talked about it on the show before. They looked at 1,200 infections in 120 cities in China, and they did find that there 10 of them happened in one supermarket. So, to answer your question, Samantha from Mannheim, Germany, it doesn't seem to happen often, but of course it can happen, and it has happened. And if you ask me my opinion, it's not very hard putting a mask on. When I go shopping, I'd throw it on. If I've got it in my pocket, why not? It's a little piece of cloth, makes your mouth a little warmer, and you go shopping and then you leave. So that's my advice to you. Okay, question number two, Sam?
Yes. So one I've been wondering about a lot, especially as we get into summer, so it's getting warmer, more humid, is how to take care of your face under that mask. So especially for people with sensitive skin, maybe acne, dealing with how to keep your skin healthy under the mask.
Oh, I can imagine a lot of teenagers. I had some acne back
not
in the day.
Not just teenagers. I mean, adults too. And I think, you know, this combination of not just being under a mask in those conditions, summer, as I said, but also the stress, whether it's financial stress, stress about this virus, it just adds to, you know, your skin breaking out.
Is there a solution? Can you do anything?
Yeah, so I researched this, I mean, partially for myself, but also for this show, to figure out how you can at least reduce the likelihood of breakouts. So a few things you can do. Make sure your masks are of breathable materials. Mm-hmm. So cotton, silk, as opposed to polyester. And particularly if there's a couple layers to it, what's that inner layer? That's the most important. Second, washing those masks regularly. So only wearing them for one day. If you do get sweaty in them or they get kind of moist, have an extra one in your bag that you can switch it out with. Then in terms of taking care of your skin itself, if you do wear makeup under that mask, making sure you're double cleansing at night when you get home. So taking maybe a makeup remover to get that off and then washing your face with a gentle cleanser. It's important still to moisturize, even though you feel like maybe there's a lot of moisture. Healthy moisturizer is really important. And then a lot of what I read from different dermatologists is just using gentle products, being gentle on your skin, not using really harsh.
I would have thought, though, I would have assumed that you were going to tell me right now that you should use baby powder or some sort of powder to absorb all that extra moisture, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, you're not wanting to absorb it. I think it's more about the changing out the masks, just making sure it is as dry as possible and that your skin, you know, but also not using those really harsh products that dry your skin out, because then you're going to have like eczema and other issues going on.
Okay, last question. And this comes from one of our listeners in Mexico. Mark, thank you for this question, because the answer really genuinely shocked me. The question was, what is the protocol to donate blood in Germany? Is it safe doing it right now? And I think he was referring to one of our earlier podcasts about blood types and how that affects COVID-19. So the first answer, the short answer is yes, it's safe. To my astonishment, when I looked up the German Red Cross here in Germany, they said there was a theoretical question, can SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, be transmitted to patients through blood transfusion? The answer is no. Even if someone has a COVID-19 infection, doesn't know it, they're either pre-symptomatic, asymptomatic, they go in and donate blood, they're not going to infect the recipient of that blood. That blew me away. I would have absolutely assumed the opposite. I guess I'm a layman still when it comes to serology and how this stuff actually works or infects. I was so shocked at that little line that I had to look around, see if there were any other studies to support this. There was one out of Korea where they actually had a case where somebody who had COVID-19 donated platelets, it was, to a 21-year-old man, and that 21-year-old man did not develop COVID-19. So it's safe. Go do it, especially if you have type O blood, as we discussed in an earlier podcast. And yeah, maybe you can end up helping someone out.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, a lot of these blood donation places are really taking precautions as opposed to before where you could just walk in. Now you maybe need an appointment. They're keeping people spaced out. So they're, of course, keeping this in mind.
Science Unscripted.